It's one thing to pass a law. Politicians do that all the time. Illinois passed 500 last year alone. But constitutional amendments are different. They're relatively rare and harder to get through.
I think we have amended our state constitution about 12 times, and that's it. We just don't do it. We are not inclined to tinker with our constitution.
That's Anne Lucien, a professor at the John Marshall Law School. She helped write Illinois' constitution in 1970. It's possible, likely even, that Illinois will add two more to the list by the time this election is over. The first question actually piggybacks on a constitutional amendment passed a couple decades ago when voters approved a so-called Crime Victims Bill of Rights. Polly Poskin, who heads the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault, says in order to get that done, advocates made compromises.
And it was so important to get the Bill of Rights into the Constitution, we agreed at the time that there would not be the enforcement mechanism.
Time passed, and Poskin says it has become clear that putting some teeth into it is a necessity. That's what this new amendment would do. It has its critics still. The Illinois Bar Association, for one, which fears it will add a bigger burden to an already overburdened judicial system. And Lucien, who, in an opinion piece published in the Chicago Daily Law Bulletin, called it flawed. That was her description of the second constitutional amendment, too, which also establishes a Bill of Rights of sorts, this one protecting voters. Let's go back to April, when it was first introduced by House Speaker Mike Madigan.
The purpose of the amendment is to ensure that all citizens have an opportunity to register and vote and to prevent the passage of inappropriate voter suppression laws.
To which Republican Representative Ron Sandek of Downers Grove asked,
is anyone aware right now of people being denied the right to register or actually cast a ballot based upon some of these protected classes that are being expanded?
Madigan went on to give some examples of states requiring voters to show IDs, a practice that advocates say disproportionately blocks poor and minority voters. Critics of the plan say Illinois doesn't need it. The measure pretty much mirrors rights guaranteed already in the Federal Voting Rights Act. To enshrine either of these proposals in the Illinois Constitution will require 3/5 of voters to say yes. There are 3 other questions on the statewide ballot, too, but these are non-binding referenda. It's like using the election to poll voters to gauge public opinion. One asks if Illinois should raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour. Another asks if Illinois should require health insurance to cover birth control. Illinois law already requires that. But backers like Planned Parenthood's Bridget Leahy say given court rulings, this sends a message.
And what we want to do is let Illinois lawmakers and leaders know that this is an important issue to the people of Illinois.
The third, if voters favor adding a tax surcharge on income over $1 million, with that money going toward education. Speaker Madigan, who also heads the state's Democratic Party, is sponsor of that plan, too.
Those that would be called upon to pay the surcharge have done pretty well in Illinois. They've done pretty well in America. We're simply saying to them, you've done well in this country, and we'd like to call upon you to do a little more.
Madigan admitted early on that in some years he'd be paying that surcharge. But so, of course, would Republican candidate for governor Bruce Rauner, whose wealth has been a huge point of contention in his race against Governor Pat Quinn. Republicans say it's obvious why Democrats tacked the referenda onto the ballot. They say it's a thinly disguised attempt to get more Democrats to the polls. Even if voters do say yes, don't look for Illinois to implement a millionaire's tax anytime soon. Doing that would require, you guessed it, a constitutional amendment. I'm Amanda Vinicky.